Arr! Today we be seeking treasure. And so not only am I serving as a pastor this morning, but I also be ye captain, and ye be me pirate crew. So on the count of three, I need you landlubbers to give me a hearty arr. One, two, three. Arr! Now normally pirates are seeking sunken chests full of jewels and buried sacks full of gold doubloons, but we are Christian pirates, and I have a much more valuable treasure for ye to find. And as I'm sure you all know, and every good pirate needs to follow the pirate code. So let me share with you the four rules of the pirate code to help you find God's treasure. Rule one, always pursue the most valuable treasure. Rule two, don't be fooled by counterfeit treasure. Rule three, share the wealth. And rule four, the most valuable treasure is on the ship. All right, so let me put my pastor hat back on and walk through each of these Christian pirate rules. Again, rule one, always pursue the most valuable treasure. In our gospel lesson from Matthew today, Jesus shares two parables regarding treasure. A man finds a treasure buried in a field and sells all that he has for it. In the same way, a man finds an unrivaled pearl and again sells everything that he has for it. These two parables both describe what the kingdom of heaven is like. So, my fellow Christian pirates, the question at hand is, what is this most valuable treasure in the kingdom of heaven? Let me give you a few Bible verses to shed some light on this. Six chapters earlier in Matthew, Jesus talks about treasure, and he says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal." So the valuable treasure is not earthly, which means it cannot be riches, fame, or success. It is something that cannot rust, cannot be destroyed, and cannot be stolen. Let's go to the Old Testament. Isaiah 40, verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. God's word. God's word is that treasure that will not rust, cannot be destroyed, and cannot be stolen. And then just to be a little more specific, which word of God? Listen to the word that Paul speaks to us in Philippians 3. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I might gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. This is the valuable treasure that we all should be seeking. The word about Christ. Knowing Christ. Knowing his death. Knowing his resurrection. Knowing that through baptism we also attain the hope of the resurrection. And then knowing that all of us comes to us by grace through faith. This word, this truth, this faith is the most valuable treasure that you could ever attain. And you should always pursue the most valuable treasure. So what prevents us from attaining it? Well, part of the challenge is that God's kingdom is hidden. You see this theme in our first parable. The man finds this treasure in a hidden field. The kingdom of God comes to us in a hidden way, in an unexpected way, behind masks. Jesus, the Word made flesh, came to us as a little child in Bethlehem. There, lying behind the mask of a dirty manger, was the most beautiful treasure to behold. The cross is the very same thing. God hides his glory behind the bloody crucifixion of his Son. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians, we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. We cannot see the value of Christ until the Holy Spirit reveals him to us through his word. This world has such beautiful gifts to offer. I just finished a wonderful vacation with my family in Northwest Maryland. I enjoyed the scenic view of majestic mountains over a calm lake. I tasted fantastic food and drink, and I heard the laughter and joy of my family. Herein lies the difficulty. We are called to value something hidden, something that we see through the eyes of faith, something that seems less accessible than the material things of this world. Whatever treasure that you might have, be it money, timeshares or boats, academic degrees, trophies, club memberships, even family and friends, you and I are called to give it all away in order to gain the treasure that is Christ. What else serves as an obstacle to obtaining God's treasure? Well, that brings us to rule 2 of the code. Don't be fooled by counterfeit treasure. I'm sure that you all can picture a pirate biting down on a gold coin to make sure of its true value. You and I must do the same. The devil is always at work trying to give us fake treasure maps that lead us to counterfeit treasure. What treasure have you been seeking in your life lately? Work? Money? Pleasure? Granted, none of these things are evil in and of themselves. It was a true blessing from God to be able to enjoy a special vacation with my family. And believe me, it certainly took money and hard work to make that happen. But the problem is that when they become a pursuit in and of themselves, they will always leave us empty and wanting. As wise Solomon puts it in Ecclesiastes, "I have seen everything that is done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and a striving after the wind." And again, "I said in my heart, come now, I will test you with pleasure, enjoy yourself, but behold, this also was vanity. And again, I had great possessions of herds and flocks, more than any who had been before me in Jerusalem. I also gathered for myself silver and gold and the treasure of kings and provinces. Then I considered all that my hands had done and the toil I had expended in doing it, and behold, all was vanity, a striving after the wind, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun." Solomon had been sold a false bill of goods. He was following the world's treasure map. But in the end, it led to counterfeit treasure. The world says, follow your heart. The world says, do what makes you happy. The world says, work hard, and you can be anything, have anything that your heart desires. But the truth is that these are all false maps that lead to fool's gold. As Solomon puts it, a striving after the wind. But God has another way. He does not operate the way that the world does. Just look at our Old Testament lesson today from Deuteronomy. God says the Israelites are his chosen people, his treasured possession, but not because of their character or number. God does not value them because they are a great people. In fact, the opposite is true. They were the fewest of all peoples, and yet by grace, God placed his love and favor upon them. God has chosen you, not because of your status, not because of your character, not because of your bank account. God has chosen you because of his great love and mercy. And this gracious God calls you and me to follow a different map, a map in which our North Star is Christ. As you sail God's waters, you will surely run into some howling winds and some rough waves. There will be times that you feel lost and alone. But God will continue to guide you back to his treasure, where X marks the spot. Yes, the cross marks the spot of God's treasure. Jesus Christ, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins, is that treasure. The way of the cross, it may be painful at times. It is often full of sacrifice, service, and even persecution, but it is not counterfeit, and it will never leave you empty. This cross of Christ, the forgiveness of Christ, is the most precious treasure, and it is a gift for all. Which brings me to rule three, share the wealth. In almost any pirate movie, there is conflict, violence, and even some war over some sort of treasure. Multiple parties are seeking gold, rubies, and pearls, and they're all seeking it for me, myself, and I. But as Christian pirates, this is where we depart from the pirates of books and movies. God's treasure, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is the gift that keeps on giving. You hear the promise over and over and over again. You receive God's comforting words of absolution week in and week out. You remember your baptism daily. The well never runs dry. God's word is a never-ending fountain that continues to quench your spiritual thirst. Even when this gift is shared, it does not run out. It's like the famous and miraculous five loaves and two fish of Jesus. People reach into the treasure chest and continue to pull out riches over and over and over again. No matter how many hands, no matter how many visits, the treasure chest never empties. So don't fight amongst yourselves, don't jockey for position, and certainly don't exclude others. This treasure is for all, and so we are called to share the wealth. And finally, rule four, the most valuable treasure is on the ship. The church, God's ark, the Christian pirate ship, if you will, is where we find Christ. Yes, Christ is hidden behind simple means, water for baptism, bread and wine for communion, and the simple words which are God's law and God's gospel. Yet all of these means are not buried on some distant island. They're not in a sunken chest in the depths of the ocean. They are here. On the ship, through word and sacrament, Christ is present for you. God's treasure is here, and it can be seen, heard, and tasted. One last thought. These short parables of Jesus can be viewed in two different ways. You and I are called to sell all that we have for the most valuable treasure of knowing Christ. But others have understood these parables in a different way. The most valuable treasure is on the ship. The most valuable treasure is you. And God gave up everything for you, including his only beloved Son, Jesus Christ. God loves you more than you could ever know. You are the church. You are that hidden treasure. You are the pearl that God sold everything for. You are God's most treasured possession. So there you have it, mateys. That's the Christian pirate code. Always pursue the most valuable treasure. Don't be fooled by counterfeit treasure. Share the wealth. And the most valuable treasure is on the ship. Savvy? So hoist the colors, anchors away, and go get ye that treasure. Arr.